following transparency, it gives this extremely simple, although quite deep, mathematical, inverted commas, proof the Metropolis method works. I don't really want to go through this proof because all you need to know, because I try to give you the intuition as to why it works, and that's all that we really require. But when you listen to the physicists describe how they use these methods, they always talk about something called thermalizing. And so what do they mean when they talk about thermalizing? Well, this Metropolis method doesn't work, only works when it is in so-called inequilibrium. So what does that mean? So that says it doesn't work at the beginning. So at the beginning, you start off with some, you're in your space, but you're not on your ridge. You're sitting somewhere in left field. And so when you thermalize your points, what you're doing is you're trying to climb up the top of a ridge, get into a point where this method works. And all these initial points are a waste of time. They're in the wrong, that they're not in equilibrium, and you don't satisfy the so-called detailed balance rule. So this is a slightly peculiar method where what the physicists do when they apply this is they throw away, ignore the first so many points in the Monte Carlo, and they only take the points when the various integrals have settled down. They calculate simple averages in the case of statistical physics energies. And when they've settled down to the correct, to a stable mean value, which is then by definition the right one, then they apply the method. And so this is a slightly subtle method because the first points are wrong, because it's only correct asymptotically when it's got into a stable course through the space. And again, you need to look at your computer runs. You have to stare at them to decide when it's thermalized. Of course, what you tend to do is you tend to be making a set of runs, all of which have slightly different values of a parameter, and they will tend to thermalize after the same amount of computer time as even when you change the parameter. So you sort of you do it once or twice, get the thermalization time, and then thermalize all of them for that length of time. This actually affects parallelization because thermalization is quite a long process. It means that certain parallelization strategies don't work because they insist that all processes do thermalization, which then is a non-viable approach because it doesn't, the thermalization is, if you like, a sequential bottleneck.